From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Islamic State militants have kidnapped at least 90 Assyrian Christians during raids in northeastern Syria, activists said Tuesday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria, said scores of local residents were abducted after clashes in the Qabr area on Monday. The Syriac Military Council, a local militia, reported several fighters were killed when the Assyrians joined forces with the Kurdish People's Protection Units to counter the advance of Islamic State militants. IS fighters have routinely targeted religious and ethnic minorities, using kidnappings and killings in their quest for territorial expansion across Syria and Iraq. A meeting of the foreign ministers of Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France ended Tuesday in a disagreement over who is to blame for violations of the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. The top diplomats met in Paris amid uncertainty that the ceasefire agreement, which requires the withdrawal of heavy weaponry from the front lines, will hold. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said the talks were difficult. A U.S.-based church says one of its missionaries has been kidnapped in central Nigeria. Reports Tuesday said Phyllis Sortor was abducted from the Hope Academy compound in Imiro, Kogi State. The Free Methodist Church said in a statement that the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria, the State Department, and the FBI have been notified. The State Department says it is aware of the report but has no further comment because of privacy considerations. NBC News reported Tuesday that Sortor's captors contacted a friend of hers and have demanded nearly $300,000 in ransom. This is VOA News. Eurozone finance ministers have approved a Greek proposal aimed at reducing economic hardships in Greece, a move that could lead to Athens receiving a pivotal bailout extension before Saturday. Selah Hennessy reports for VOA from London.
Eurogroup President Yorin Dijsselbloem said on Tuesday that Greece's reform proposal was received late Monday and that the Greek government had demonstrated an unequivocal commitment to honor its financial obligations.
So I think they are serious, but it's not going to be easy. This is just a first step, and it's going to take time to really get into the details and to design a new contract or agreement which will carry us on for 4 months.
On Tuesday, the finance ministers approved the proposal, which will now be put forward to national governments for agreement before Saturday, when Athens' nearly $300 billion bailout program is due to expire. International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde said Tuesday that Greece's reform plan is sufficient to continue giving the country aid, but that his proposal will need more detail. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.
This just in, U.S. President Barack Obama has vetoed the controversial Keystone XL pipeline project. The White House sent notice of the veto to the Senate Tuesday. It's the third veto of Mr. Obama's presidency. This one puts a freeze on a top Republican priority, at least for now. Earlier this year, the Republican-led Congress approved the bill forcing construction of the pipeline. Neither the House nor the Senate passed the proposal by a wide enough margin to override the expected presidential veto. First proposed in 2008, the Keystone XL pipeline oil runs from Canada to the U.S. Gulf. Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters say they were encouraged unexpectedly from a mention of their movement at this week's 87th Academy Awards. Tommy Chung, one of the organizers and student leaders of the Umbrella Movement, told VOA this was definitely a boost to protesters in Hong Kong, especially while the movement is now in a stagnant stage after the end of the Occupy movement last year. During the Oscar Award ceremony in Los Angeles Sunday, singer Common voiced support for Hong Kong's pro-democracy protesters during his acceptance speech for Best Original Song in a Movie. A task force for football's governing body said Tuesday that the 2022 World Cup tournament in Qatar should run from late November to late December. The FIFA committee called that period the most viable in order to not interfere with other global events and to escape the heat of the host country that they experience between May and September. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.